Busted appliance? This is your sign to upgrade. Shop at Lowe's to get up to 35% off and next day delivery on hundreds of major appliances. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 3/18 while supplies last. Selection varies by location. Order by 4 p.m. Available Monday through Saturday. Subject to availability. Fees, exclusions, and restrictions apply. See Lowe's.com/appliance delivery for more details.
Visit your nearby Lowe's on Silver Drive in Columbus.
Did you know that parents rank teaching financial literacy as the toughest life skill? That's where Greenlight comes in, the debit card and money app made for families. With Greenlight, you can send money to kids quickly, set up chores, automate allowance, and track spending with real-time notifications. Kids learn how to earn, save, and spend responsibly, while parents have peace of mind knowing smart money habits are being built with guardrails in place. Try Greenlight risk-free today at greenlight.com/trygreenlight. That's greenlight.com/trygreenlight.
Are you a fraud-paying American? It's a fact that one in four honest, hard-working, tax-paying Americans has been a victim of identity theft. With LifeLock Identity Theft Protection, though, if your identity is stolen, they fix it, guaranteed, and get you your money back. Last year, the IRS flagged over $16 billion in refunds for identity fraud. That's billions of dollars that could come from your salary, overtime, or second job. But this year, you don't need to stay a victim. LifeLock monitors millions of data points per second for your personal information and alerts you to threats you could easily miss on your own. And if your information does fall into the wrong hands, only LifeLock has U.S.-based restoration specialists who are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package. Because this tax season, fraud-paying American is something no American should have to claim. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart and save up to 40% your first year. That's 40% off at LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
Did you know that parents rank teaching financial literacy as the toughest life skill? That's where Greenlight comes in, the debit card and money app made for families. With Greenlight, you can send money to kids quickly, set up chores, automate allowance, and track spending with real-time notifications. Kids learn how to earn, save, and spend responsibly, while parents have peace of mind knowing smart money habits are being built with guardrails in place. Try Greenlight risk-free today at greenlight.com/trygreenlight. That's greenlight.com/trygreenlight.
This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
One of the most common items that we discuss on our program is the Ouija board. We've actually lost count of the number of inquiries we've received regarding unexpected consequences from using this device. Sometimes the unintended consequences are so much small, like some unexplained knocking or maybe an unidentified breeze moving through a house. Other effects are much deeper and darker than that. Possession, torments, life-changing and altering events, and messages coming through that the living should never know about. You just don't know what you're going to get when you use one of the boards. That's where the problem begins. When a product is marked as a toy, along with Mousetrap and Candyland, it's understandable that youth would be intrigued by this device. It offers such mythical abilities. It's also understandable that one would not take it seriously and view it as some type of parlor trick or illusion. Those who have experienced the unintended consequences that come about after using the board know all too well that its powers are far beyond tricks. In this story, we hear how some young people navigated the world that was manipulated around them after using the Ouija board. Alan shares this story. I started listening to your podcast today and felt compelled to tell my experience. I grew up in an old house that was located in Michigan on a lake called Lake St. Clair. This house was once used for a hotel and blind pig or speakeasy during the Prohibition era. Local lore says that prominent Detroit and Chicago gangs used this home to conduct business. As a family, we could only assume that these were just stories. We'd been living in the house for quite some time before anything raised suspicion otherwise. At first, we just heard relatively benign noises that one could disregard as just hearing stuff. Sounds like taps, knocks, and creaks would come from all over the house. We had a bull terrier with a keen sense of his surroundings. He would at times bark at walls or just stare down the hallway, so we'd have to physically move him to another room for him to stop growling at thin air. I never thought anything of it, and my mother was pretty good at ignoring the situation in the same way that you don't announce the elephants in the room. These encounters started to escalate when I was 13 years old and received a Ouija board as a birthday gift. I didn't even open it until summer, and my birthday is in January. During the summer months, my next-door neighbor and I had nothing going on, and on one stormy day, I know it sounds cliche, we pulled out the never-before-opened Ouija board and started to play at my place. Nothing really happened for a while. We were persistent. It's not like we believed in ghosts. For fun, we'd play with one another. One of us would move the finder to freak the other out, and we both fully knew that we were doing so. At one point, my neighbor took her hands off, and I kept playing while she watched. I asked, "Is there anybody here other than us?" I shit you not, that finder started moving. I jumped back, and she didn't believe me because all of the joking previously. It took a small amount of convincing, but we both jumped back on and asked again, "Is anybody here other than us?" It moved to E, then J. As children, because that's what we were, we kept playing and asking all kinds of questions. Simple ones, like, "What's my middle name?" and "What's my grandma's name?" And it answered correctly. We pressured early about it showing itself, but no luck. She and I talked with EJ for a couple of weeks at most. Sometimes he'd respond and sometimes he wouldn't. Within these couple of weeks, we came across another friend by the name of Emily. Emily was truly a sweet entity and helped us tremendously, but I'll have to get back to that later. After a few weeks, EJ started asking for favors and said he'd reveal himself if we did them. EJ's favors consisted of weird stuff like moving our neighbor's property or moving objects in my attic to certain areas. One day he asked to throw a dead muskrat into the lake. We looked for this dead animal for a while and we started to give up. We were standing toe to toe deciding whether to abandon this task or not. And we looked down and there was a muskrat. It was almost as if it materialized out of thin air, but we followed orders and threw it in the lake. I must state that we did not harm a single animal. The muskrat was already dead. We ran back to the house, jumped back on the board, and tried to speak with EJ. It didn't take long for the board to respond once we were back in the room. We sat down, placed our hands on the finder, and it instantly wrote, "Thank you." I asked, "Who is this?" And the response will never leave me. It wrote, "Devil." We both freaked out and said goodbye and closed the box. The next morning, we went back to the area where we conducted the muskrat sacrifice. This is all I can think of it as. And there were three headless chickens' bodies and $666 in a white bag. Well, being kids, we thought it was odd, but we still took the money. A couple nights later, my neighbor and I once again tried to summon whatever we could get, but to our surprise, we came into contact with Emily at this point. We asked all the same questions we had asked EJ, but she responded very differently. It was genuine. She spoke about being killed in a car accident years before. We were very interested in this contact. When we mentioned our recent actions, she told us not to speak to EJ and talked about him being an evil man. Emily said to go to my shed and open the door. We ran out of my house to my backyard and opened the door. We were met with a floating green orb that slowly morphed into what we believed was a little girl. We stared for what seemed like an hour, but it was really about 3 minutes. My neighbor and I then slammed the door in disbelief and ran to her house where I spent the night. We didn't sleep that night, just stayed up talking about what we saw. Even though we were freaked out, we agreed that we felt safe. However, I went home the next morning and packed up the board. This is when I started sleepwalking, having terrible night terrors and thinking horrible thoughts. In the beginning of my sleepwalking episode, my mother recalled watching TV on the couch with me, sound asleep upstairs, when I would suddenly appear lying on top of the couch, staring down wide-eyed. This wasn't a one-time instance. Other times, she'd hear me knocking and talking to her through her bedroom door, but when she opened the door, I wasn't there. During these nights, I would dream horrible things, such as my family being killed. I'd sweat clean through my sheets and wake up at 3 a.m. on the dot. I would sleep with my TV on and sheets over my head due to seeing shadows out of the corner of my eye. I'd hear footsteps in the attic and hallway. I'd hear my dog scratching on the bottom of the door and open the door in excitement to have my dog, but he wasn't there. I'd see my sheets move slightly up, then drop, like my sheet wanted to play. One morning, I woke up after another rough night to discover what looked like the hanging man from the tarot deck infused into the grain of the wood on the back of my bedroom door, like it was naturally in the grain, but still fully recognizable as a figure. At this point, I was at a loss. I felt like I was helpless, and I just lived with it. My family members would just deal with it as well. We learned not to acknowledge it, but sometimes it was hard. Day or night, it felt like we were about to be grabbed, pushed, or tackled, but nothing ever touched us. Once we learned not to care, it only got heavy late at night, or if it was a very stressful time in the house, full of yelling and fighting. This went on for a few years, and one day at school, I overheard a story about a Ouija board and butted in with my story. The other kids at school told me to get rid of it. I never put the two and two together. Why didn't I get rid of it? As soon as I got home, I ran inside, duct taped that box, and threw it away. That night was the calmest night my family had experienced in a long time. It's like we opened the door and had an unwanted guest leave. This is just the tip of the iceberg when it comes to what some others experienced in that house. I tried to put the story in a nutshell. There's one more thing, however. A good friend of mine has always been intrigued by my experience and spoke to a coworker about my house. Well, this coworker had family living in that house before me. The owner was his uncle and his initials, EJ. And it just so happened that he hung himself in that house. As for Emily, I still wish I could have given her a proper goodbye or sent her on her way to the other side somehow. Years later, with the help of the internet, I found out that there had been a car accident in front of my house where a particular girl named Emily died. We've since moved and the house has been demolished, but things still linger in the night on the property. Ever since this experience, I have nothing but compassion for those who have been through such trauma. All I have to say is you're not crazy, and in time, I was able to come to terms with my own experience.
This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
Want a commercial-free experience of the show with access to the world's largest audio archive of ghost stories? Sign up at Apple Podcasts right now and try it for 3 days free. Ghostpodcast.com or patreon.com/realghoststories.
Looking for excitement? Chumba Casino is here. Play anytime, play anywhere. Play on the train, play at the store, play at home, play when you're bored. Play today for your chance to win and get daily bonuses when you log in. So what are you waiting for? Don't delay. Chumba Casino is free to play.
Experience social gameplay like never before. Go to Chumba Casino right now to play hundreds of games, including online slots, bingo, Slingo, and more. Live the Chumba life at ChumbaCasino.com.
Terms and conditions apply. Hey, it's Bubba Wallace from 2311 Racing. You know what feels like forever?
Coming crew.
Sitting on a plane waiting for takeoff. Good thing I've got Chumba Casino. With daily boosts and social casino games on tap, this is the kind of fun that makes time fly. Why not turbocharge your downtime? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. You know what's slower than a pace car? Waiting at the car wash. That's when I fire up Chumba Casino. It turns those slow minutes into fast fun. With new games every week, you'll never get bored. Next time you're stuck in the slow lane, speed up with Chumba. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, it's Cole Swindell. After I give everything I've got to land a perfect vocal, I usually take 5 before jumping into the next track. And I've learned exactly how to recharge in that time. Some folks grab coffee. I hit a quick good luck spin. Next thing you know, the break is just as fun as laying down the track. A better break makes for a better take. Need a break? Let's chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus TNC supply. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Rewards programs are a lot like pop culture. They can be hard to keep up with. But with Venmo's new rewards program, Venmo Stash, rewards are so easy because the more you do, the more you get. And you choose the bundle of brands you get cash back at. It's giving fiscal queen. It's giving star. It's giving up to 5% cash back at your favorite brands. Just pick a bundle of your go-to spots to shop with your Venmo debit card and earn cash back at them. Do more, get more with Venmo Stash. The Venmo MasterCard is issued by the Bancorp Bank N.A. Venmo Stash bundle terms and exclusions apply. Max $100 cash back per month. See terms at venmo.me/stash terms.
Are you a fraud-paying American? 1 in 4 tax-paying Americans has been a victim of identity fraud. With LifeLock, if your identity is stolen, they fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Last year, billions in refunds were stolen. Could be from your salary, overtime, or second job. Gone. But this year, you don't need to stay a victim. Because this tax season, fraud-paying American is something no American should have to claim. Save up to 40% your first year. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.